You must become a little philosopher. Philosophy is for life, but becoming a philosopher is just a stepping stone. It is really an extension of when you were little and proved to everyone that they knew nothing by always asking why. As a young philosopher, you simply accept the responsibility for finding your own answers. You will be glad to know that there is no such thing as academic philosophy. It is just more make-believe education where you are sold an impression of knowledge. Real philosophy starts in you and stays in you for life. When it comes to philosophy, it's actually of no use to speak in abstract or generic terms, and this is far too important. So let me tell you how it worked for me in the beginning. One of my greatest questions when I was little is whether or not I should fight a bully. The answer is no, because the bully's attack isn't physical. The bully is a machine, spun out of control, looking to make a copy of itself. The way it triumphs is in making you a snarling beast too. A bully is like a zombie, a host to a virus that just wants to spread. When I came to America and heard Dana Scully say, "Mulder, there has got to be a rational explanation for this," I immediately began looking into UFOs and aliens. But hey, it was an amazing journey in learning about early religions and how they start. Aside from it taking me to the New York Public Library, very la-di-da, where I learned about Bigfoot being beamed down from a UFO, how odd. Then, to my dismay, continued reading on about angels and dinosaurs. It all came together and I realized it was just a big fat fantasy. One of the big science popularizers asked an alien witness, "What do you do for a living?" And the son of a gun straight up answered, "I'm a science fiction writer." Ah, fantastic response. Ultimately, curiosity about UFOs led me to actual thinking, where I got to read and listen to Carl Sagan, Bill Bryson, Richard Dawkins, Daniel Dennett, Sir Ken Robinson, Lord Martin Rees, Lawrence Krauss, P.Z. Myers, Sean Carroll, Alex Filipienko, and even Jill Tarter and Seth Shostak. So you see what I was doing? I was simply questioning and exploring all on my own. That is what becoming a little philosopher is all about. That is the nature of philosophy and what natural philosophy was all about. Pursuits of facts and evidence and reproducibility is how philosophy gave birth to her daughters, the sciences. The original scientists, the natural philosophers, simply questioned, searched to reproduce, and searched to find evidence to back up claims. And look how that became science. You have to walk in the path of the philosophers so that you can inherit all their wisdom, and eventually become a little philosophical detective. While I also did not get stung by school very much, I've learned programming on my own in my early teens, and I could see that teachers were not doing anything like it. They were not teaching anything functional or effective. They were certainly not leading the class towards learning and discovery. It was just a scam for paychecks. But here is a fantastic example of questioning the status quo. Do you think cramming is helping you? Or is it really helping your teacher? Did you invent cramming? Or did the teacher cleverly force you into it by teaching just disconnected facts that can only be memorized? Becoming a young philosopher is about power. Power that you gain from holding evidence in your hands. No one can tell you to the contrary when you have evidence. Holding real answers will grant you the power to spot the lies and ultimately point at the man who sold the world, who are jeopardizing your future. Still, becoming a philosopher is just a stepping stone, in a way, just a beginning, because it is your duty to both humanity and your older self to actually continue on rising, to grow and grow all the way up until you become a great being.